Holy Week, Day 5. Great Wednesday. The story of the Passion, the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is a story like no other. It is the story of good being repaid by evil, and evil being defeated by good. It is the story of betrayal, of loneliness, of hurt, of anger. And it is a story of defeat of betrayal and anger, defeat of hatred. It is the story of victory. It is the story of resurrection. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ begins to unfold at the Last Supper, a meal which he shares with those he loves. Sitting at a table with his 12 disciples, he breaks the bread and spills the wine, offering it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is for the forgiveness of your sins." He offers his body and his blood for the salvation of humankind. And in this offering, he includes us. He includes all of humanity, from the beginning of history to the end of time, to sit at that same table and to be offered the same opportunity for life. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is the blood of the new covenant. The new covenant, which is now for us. And so today we sit at the table with the Lord. We participate in the body and the blood. Oh, how great we must be that we are saved. How great we must be that we are Christian, that we are greater than the rest of humanity. Until our Lord looks at us and sees the same faces he saw 2,000 years ago, when a dispute arose among the disciples as to who was the greatest. And so Jesus, before committing himself to the mob, before leaving for the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, shares with his disciples one final lesson, a lesson in humility, and invites us today to share in that same lesson, to be examples, to be students, to be followers. He kneels down before the disciples and begins to wash their feet. He washes the dirty feet of the disciples, turning to them and said, "Do you know that what I have done? You call me Lord and Master, and you do so rightly. And if I, as Lord and Master, wash your feet, you are now bound to wash the feet of one another." Jesus says, if you really want to be great, you must learn to serve. If you really want to be great in the kingdom, you must learn to kneel down. If you really want to be great in life, you must learn to give. And he gives everything. He gives his life for you and me. Today we're sitting at the supper with our Lord Jesus Christ. He kneels down and he washes our feet. He gives us an example of humility. You can't just sit there. You can't just look at his face. You can't just accept his gift without being changed. It is now our turn to reach out to one another. This is the day of social action. This is the day you make the commitment that faith is not something that just lodges on your heart, but is alive in your life, that is in the giving, that you understand what it means to be alive. It is in Christ's divinity that we now understand our humanity. And today we begin anew. We have been washed. Our feet have been washed. And as St. Peter says, not only my feet, wash my entire body. Today we have an opportunity to sit with the Lord at the Last Supper. But even greater, we have an opportunity to react to His action. We have an opportunity to become the true children of God, helping one another, securing one another, kissing and loving one another to death, offering ourselves as the sacrifice for one another. Today, the hardships in the world are solved by us taking on that Christ presence, the presence of love in every aspect of our lives. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is the blood of the new covenant. The new covenant is for us. It's for humanity. The new covenant is to say, forget the old and understand the new. It begins to unfold this day in your life. Not 2,000 years ago, not in history, but today. You want a resurrection? Walk with me to the crucifixion. It's right ahead. We end with the prayer of St. Nerses Snorhali. It comes to us from a song called Aisor Anjar. Today the shining forth of the light of our salvation is completed. He is humbling himself at the consummation of the shadowy feast in the upper room. Before the sacramental supper, the one who was clothed in light dressed himself in a towel. And he took water. Like a servant, he washed the feet of the disciples. He hushed the chosen head of the small flock who did not comprehend the mystery. What he first taught the class of his disciples by words, today by his works he demonstrated the epitome of humility. The one who is not seen from those made of fire waited on those made of dirt. The one to whom service is rendered by the seraphim rendered service to his own servants. He said, if I, the Lord of every being and the teacher of everyone, washed away the dirt of the old from the feet of you, the disciples, and you, the slaves, you who have the same nature, show the same humility to each other. Let the one who has exalted himself be thrown down, and this will make upright your nature. You who cleansed their feet in the basin with clean hands and taught them to be victorious over the evil proud one by humility, in the same way, wash the mud of my sin with the prayers of the holy group and guide the goings of my feet through the ascension of humility into the heavens. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in this Easter journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find broadcasts and podcasts and many resources to help you through your spiritual journey. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an expanding and electronic universe.